I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about writing your own story. One of the best parts of sobriety is that I know that I can choose and do whatever I want to do. I know that I'm in control. I know that I'm in the driver's seat, and I know that I can finally trust myself to decide what I want to do. For such a long time, I felt that I was living my life with these handcuffs on that were chaining me to my drinking. I felt that while as an adult, I did make decisions daily, but I felt that it was always tied to alcohol, that it was always something that I had to consider, well, did this event have drinking? Like, what did I want to go? Because if I would always assess it and compare it and relate it to my drinking. I felt like I didn't have much freedom from it. I felt that, quite frankly, it dictated a lot of what I did. But now in sobriety, I get to look back and really see how my life was dictated by my drinking. I didn't trust myself. I did not follow my inner gut when it came to things. I constantly would second guess myself. I really didn't believe in myself. I didn't really know myself. So I found that I was really not living a free, independent life with making my own choices and really knowing what I wanted. So I felt that what I did was always dictated by something else. I was extremely focused on people pleasing. I was constantly consumed and worried about what others thought of me. So that also was a way to hold me back from making my own decisions. But one of the ways that now in sobriety, I feel a different level of freedom. I trust myself. For the first time, and I don't know how long, I can say that I trust myself. When I have an inner feeling or something tugging at me or telling me to really follow this feeling or belief, I do, because I know that I would not steer myself wrong. I know myself now. I believe in myself. But the way that I got there was also addressing the struggles that I had buried in the past, because one of the things that I had done with my drinking was I had been through a divorce. I had been through the death of my father. I had been through changes in my career. I had moved, all these different life-changing events, positive or negative. I had a lot of emotions associated with them, but I never processed them. I buried them. So one of the first things that I had to do in my sobriety was accept and own where I was from and the struggles that I had been through. I had to address and accept that no matter what, my story prior to where I am at today is not going to change. It's not going to change that I had a problem with drinking. It's not going to change that I waited and I didn't stop drinking right away, even though my inner knowing, which I ignored, was telling me and begging me to. I can't change how I got to where I am today. But I can say this, everything that I went through is how I got to where I am today. That the strength that I feel, the confidence that I feel, the excitement that I feel is because I'd been through a lot. And it's because I had finally, you know, got to a point where in my story, I said, I'm no longer letting my tie to alcohol dictate where I go from here. I'm now going to be the one in the driver's seat. I'm going to be in control of my choices and really change where I'm going. And that has been a game changer for me. I started to, you know, rather than bury the past, I started to assess it. I used everything I'd been through as data points. It showed me exactly what I did not want. It showed me decisions I did not want to make again. It showed me people I did not want to have relationships with. It showed me really what I truly wanted and needed to be where I want to be. I for the first time, really put my head down and started thinking, where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want to be in 10 years? In the very beginning of sobriety, I was like, where do I want to be tomorrow? I really got to assess for career purposes. You know, I had really only known myself as a criminal attorney. I had known myself as a trial attorney. I have a passion in the courtroom. I feel that's a strength of mine. But I also got to see where else are my strengths? Where else can I excel? What else is something that I think that would be good for me? And I got to use the data that I had collected from the horrible and bad times I'd been through and put it and use it to assessing where did I want to go? Where do I want to go from here? And that feeling of when, you know, at the point where I quit drinking, I thought nothing can be as bad as it was when I was drinking. At this point in time, I'm starting my new path way further ahead than I was before. And I got really excited. I felt a lot of inner momentum beginning, you know, the excitement of like, oh my God, I can really write my future. I sat down and I was like, where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want to be in 10 years? What kind of car do I want to drive? Where do I want to live? Where do I see myself working? How do I see myself showing up every day? Who am I as a person? Who do I want to be in 10 years? And I started drafting that story. I started, I will say, rough drafts of that story where I have an outline of where I want to go and things I want to do. But obviously things change and I have to be fluid because things happen in life that you don't plan for. But I'm able to know, I know where I want to go and I get to choose how I get there. I get to make conscious decisions every single day that keep in mind and ask me, am I getting myself 1% closer to where I want to go or am I getting myself further away? And I live my life with intention. I never live my life with such intentionality. I never live my life so thoughtful and so present with what I want to do. And for a while, I did have a period where it's like, it was hard. It's hard not to like regret the drinking and regret the past. But I knew that that was not proper place to spend my energy. I now got to choose the direction of my career based on what I wanted to do. I now got to choose where my energy is spent and who my energy is spent with. And I get to decide the directions of my life. And the benefit of that is also when things happen that you don't plan for, unfortunately, deaths occur. Unfortunately, job changes occur. Unfortunately, stress does happen and relationships shift. But I get to choose how I respond and how I show up. And I'm excited. I am so excited for the future. I'm excited to see how my story will play out. I'm excited to see where I go and, you know, how I get there. And I know that I'm 100% making these choices. And if I make a mistake, what am I going to do? I'm going to use it as data and learn from it. But I can say this, any mistake that I made will have been a thought out with intention. It wouldn't be oh no, it's because I drank again and said or did something when my body was not in control of itself. It is everything I do, I'm present and I'm with intention. So going forward in the future, you know, being almost 2 years sober, I just have this excitement. I feel like it's like a child jitter. Like I'm excited, like the butterflies in my stomach that the further I'm on this journey, the more that things are happening, the more that I see growth, the more that I see that I'm expanding and I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. And I hope that as you progress in your sobriety or decide to become sober, wherever you're at in your journey, you will see that over time, your strength and your belief in yourself will increase. And then it will make looking forward to the future an exciting feeling, not a dreaded feeling of how will I do this without alcohol. It'll be exciting. It's like, look what I get to do because I don't have alcohol. And it's definitely something you will not regret. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.